1910, Christmas Eve at Hawes Junction, lights of a passenger train through curtains of wind-driven rain, setting the scene for destruction.
Accidents have always been a factor of railway life since the MP for Liverpool, William Huskisson, was killed by George Stephenson's rocket at Goulburn when he was attending the opening of the Liverpool to Manchester Railway on the 15th of September 1830. At Parble Railway Crossing on Thursday the 23rd of December 1971, an error of judgment by the signalman on duty caused a diesel carrying 16 wagons of nearly 500 tonnes of mixed goods from Wigan to plough through the gates and push a car nearly a mile up the track towards Southport. Listeners should be aware of the old adage that the passage of time causes memory to play tricks, as three men, porter Jack Heaton and signalman Tommy Leatherbarrow and Frank McLaughlin, recall the accident.
I was on the station when that car went through the gates. I was on duty on my own that morning. Didn't half shake me up. He pulled off for a train and put out signals right away. And then when the ambulance come blowing at the crossing, he put the signals back, but the train had already passed the distance signals. He couldn't stop then. The ambulance got through, a woman thinking it was all right, followed him, and train hit the car. It didn't get lodged on the platform or anything. It slid along the line. It had just gone far enough. It took him to River Douglas Bridge, down the line, before he could stop. I always remember I went down with the ambulance box and I thought, it's a waste of time me taking this after that train hit him like that. But, you know, they were all right, all alive. Driver had got the old woman out at car and put her up bank. But driver was nearly as bad as passengers at car. He just sat up bank there, a great big fella. I always remember, he was about 6'5". And all he kept saying was, I couldn't stop, I couldn't stop. And it had affected him all that much.
He'd pulled off for a coal train. Ambulance comes rolling up. He puts back, opens his gate. Train had passed the last distance signal. He's coming under the bridge, I'm fully expecting these signals being off. And what does he see? An ambulance and whatnot going across in front of him. Because he can't do anything. It's only the brakes on the engine. All the wagons was loose coupled. He missed the ambulance. But as it so happened, there was a woman. As she nipped out behind him, she must have just got through that little bit further, because he picked her up and took her down the track. If she'd have been that little later, second or two later, he'd have picked her up and smashed her into the platform, then there'd been about two people dead. I said, for God's sake, mate, when you've pulled your signals off, you leave your signals alone unless somebody comes through your gate and makes an obstruction. He was lucky. He only got 7 days suspension. Otherwise, he could have been sacked. He endangered other people's lives.
These different freaks, they had a number, you know. This was target 78. This signalman at Parbold, he pulled all off for this freight train. He had the gates across. Well, an ambulance comes up to the gates, an emergency, blue flashing lights, everything. Put his signals on and opened the gates for the ambulance to go over. And coming round the bend at full speed is a freight train. All the driver can see is cars going across the crossing, but he can't pull up. He slammed on. The ambulance got clear all right, but there was two women in a car, engine hit that, carried that car to the next crossing, Binney Lane crossing, and it was all mangled up, you know. The driver got off, and he sat on the milestone, the driver, his head in his hands, he says, they're dead. He said, they're dead. He said, they're dead. Police came and everything, and the car was there. And they were inside. There was two women and two children. And you know, they weren't scratched or anything. They got out of it alive. But of course, the signalman, he got taken out of the box. It was dangerous what he did. You don't do that.
Light engines waiting to go. Two to Carlisle returning. Two others making for Leeds and the goods train passing at speed and one on the table for turning. Well, the northbound passengers late. The signalman gives her the main line, forgetting the Carlisle men who consider the green is for them. Set off for home on the same line. Onlookers rooted to clay, a sound holds every attention. Out of the stormy darkness, the London to Glasgow express, pursuing the Carlisle engine. Hurtling on to Aysgill, the Moorcock Tunnel astride her, she bursts out into the night, and straight ahead is the light of slow-moving engines to guide her. A horrified driver looks round to the night train rushing upon them. His whistle hangs on the air like the anguished cry of despair, torn from the man who condemned them. Steel hammers hard into steel, carriages crumple to splinters, gas spills onto the flames and fire breaks over the train, travellers strewn among cinders. Christmas Eve at Hawes Junction, lights of a passenger train through curtains of wind-driven rain, setting the scene for destruction.
Everyday happenings, mundane or tragic, are what the railwaymen see all the time. But to all the youngsters who wanted to be engine drivers, there was an undeniable romance.